Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside of children all over the world, and I let my beautiful candle light flicker in their faces, flicker in their room, making them feel delighted and happy, peaceful and content, making them feel that all is right with the world before they go to bed, before they go to sleep. I'm here to tell you a story of the visits that I make with children around the world. And I was dealing with one young boy who was a very pompous young boy, and he was telling his mother and his father that he was a good boy. And his mother and father always agreed with him, said, "Yes, yes, yes, you're a good boy, you're a good boy." And one day, as he was sitting in his home, they lived in an apartment in New York. They lived high up on the building. And he didn't have too many playmates. He had them at school, but not from the apartment, because the apartment was filled with a lot of older people and not too many children. And he had to behave. And his mother and father always taught him to leave it better than you found it, no matter what you did, no matter what you worked on. And so, one day, he was walking down the hall, and he saw this cat. And he wondered what this cat was doing in the hall, because cats are in apartments, but not supposed to be running around the hall. And so he said to the cat, "Well, cat, what are you doing here in the hall?" And the cat spoke his young language and said to him, "I'm having fun. I got out of the house, and I am running around having fun." And the boy said, "You know, cat, if you're out here and nobody can find you, you won't get any food, you won't get any water, and you won't get anybody to love you." And the cat sat down and looked at the boy and said, "You're very wise, aren't you?" And the boy says, "Yes, that's why my parents call me Solomon." And the cat says, "Well, I'm called Friendly." "Friendly? What a lovely name for a cat," Solomon said. And they sat and talked together, and Solomon climbed into the cat Friendly climbed into Solomon's arms. You know, got to get the person, right person climbing into the right person's arms here. And so Solomon held Friendly and said, "Friendly, you know, you're a very nice cat. Which house do you live in?" And Friendly said, "Well, you know, that's one of the problems. When I get out in the hall here, all the doors look just the same." "Well, Friendly, aren't you supposed to be a cat that can smell things and can determine where your family live, you know, to know which door your family go in?" "Well, you know, Solomon, that's what most cats can do, I guess. I really don't know that, but I can't. My snifter isn't all that good." "Well, for goodness sakes, Friendly, we'll have to do something about that. You know, Friendly, my parents always tell me I always leave it better than I found it. So here I found you, and I found you in the hall here, not knowing where to go or what to do. And so, Friendly, we're going to find your home. It's got to be on this floor, and there's only 20 apartments on this floor." And so Solomon began a search of the apartments. And then he thought to himself, "No, I'm a wise man. I'm a wise Solomon, even though I'm just 7 years old. I'm a wise Solomon." And so he went on the intercom, and he called the apartment person downstairs who takes care of all this stuff, and he said to them, "I'm on the 20th floor, and I found a cat, and there are 20 apartments on the 20th floor, and it's kind of hard to know which apartment this cat it belongs in. Can you tell me which apartment numbers have cats?" And the man said, "You found a free roaming cat up there. We'll have to come up and put him to sleep. No. We want to find his home. And the guy says, well, I don't know about that. I don't know. We shouldn't have cats free roaming in the hall. Well, Solomon says, you mean if I were free roaming in the hall and got lost, and you'd have to find me, you'd have to put me to sleep too? No, you're a person. But my cat, this is a people cat. Some people love this cat. This is a nice cat. This cat's name is Friendly. Friendly, did you say? I know all about that Friendly cat. She can't find her way into a butcher shop. She doesn't even know how to smell. Well then, what room does she come in? What apartment does she come in? Well, I shouldn't tell you this, because Friendly has been kind of a bother to us. But Friendly is in apartment 2021. But there's only 20 apartments here on this floor. How could she be in 21? Well, that's the apartment number. You go and take a look. So Solomon said, all right. And Solomon went from the apartment. Solomon lived in apartment 9. And he went all the way to apartment 20. And when he got there, there was another apartment next to it. And Solomon never knew that. And the apartment had on its door 21. And Solomon knocked on the door. And a little lady came to the door. And the lady was a short little lady. And she said, yes, what would you like, sonny? And then she looked down at Friendly and she said, oh, Friendly, you've come home. You mustn't run out of the door. You'll get into trouble, Friendly. You might get lost. And Solomon said, not if I'm around. If I find him, I know where he lives now, and I'll bring him here. But the lady said, but Solomon, I live here, but I'm not always here. And when I'm not here, I take my apartment with me. Because, you see, there are only 20 apartments on this floor, and my apartment number is 21. And Solomon said to himself, how can this be? And he said to the lady, how can this be? How can you take your apartment with you? These apartments are, you know, brick and stone and steel. How can you move them, and how can you take it with you? Well, the lady said, Solomon, would you like to come in and see my apartment? And so Solomon said, sure. And he walked into her apartment. And he looked around her apartment and he said to himself, what a wonderful apartment. And she says, yes, it is nice, isn't it? How did you ever get an apartment like this on the 20th floor? Our apartment is nothing like this. We have a nice apartment with 2 bedrooms and everything, but this one, wow. And she says, yes. You see the living room here? I look out over Central Park. But you're on the first floor looking on Central Park, and you're supposed to be up on the 20th floor. Well, I am wherever I want to be, because my apartment is a magic apartment. Oh, Solomon said, wow, can I come and visit you now and then? If you find me in, yes, you can come and visit me. But how can you be a magic lady? Because I'm a magic lady. Well, how did Friendly get lost if you're a magic lady? Friendly didn't get lost. He went out to find you and to let you come and meet me and to see my apartment. And Solomon said, wow! How wonderful! Gee, golly whiz, this is great! And so Solomon was a very happy boy. And he sat down and he had cake and he had soda water with this wonderful lady. And he visited more with her. And he looked in her bedrooms. And he looked in her living room and her dining room. And the beautiful plant room where she grows all of her lovely flowers. And he even looked in her swimming pool room. A swimming pool room? My goodness sakes! Can I go swimming here sometime? Well, when you come to visit me, you can take a swim anytime you like. Can I do it right now? Sure you can. So Solomon went into the room and he dove into the swimming pool and he swam around and he had such a good time. And then he came out of the swimming pool and he didn't even need a towel to get dry, because he just looked up and there was a soft, warm current coming down from the ceiling, and it dried him so nicely. And he came back into the living room where the lady was sitting, and he said, "Thank you so much for this visit. You are such a lovely lady." And the lady says, "Well, come again whenever you find me." And Solomon walked out the front door and back to apartment 9. And then something happened. Somebody shook Solomon's shoulder and said, "Solomon, Solomon, what are you doing here? Sitting outside the apartment to sleep? What are you doing, Solomon?" "Mama, I just had a most wonderful visit with the lady down the hall." "Solomon, what are you doing sleeping here in the hall?" "Well, Mama, I had the most wonderful visit." "Well, Solomon, why didn't you go into the house and go take a nap in your bed?" "Well, Mama, I misplaced my key." "Well, Solomon, you know where the key is. It's right there under the mat." "Yes, Mama, I know. But, Mama, I must tell you about this lady that I visited." "Solomon, let's go in the house now, and then you can tell me all about her." Well, Solomon went in the house and told his mother all about the lady that he had met. And she says, "Solomon, you are very wise, and you'll have lots of these wonderful visits. And Solomon, some of them are visits you can go and repeat, and some of them are visits that are just personal for you in your heart. And Solomon, because you left it better than you found it when you took the cat back home, then miracles happen to you." "Oh, Mama, it was a miracle." "Oh, boys and girls, there's Mr. Sandman coming along. He's going to put pixie dust into your faces and put you into dreamland, that you'll have lovely dreams just like Solomon. And you'll have wonderful experiences that'll make your life exciting and filled with joyous things. So, now, get your mommy and daddy and snuggle them tight. Slip under the covers and say goodnight. And realize that the morning will be ever so bright when you wake up in the morning light. Have happy dreams now. And remember, this is Mr. Candle. And I'll see you again. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you."